Sure, pleased to be joined on the line right now by Rachel Paul. She is from Fairview, Alberta, and she currently plays with the women's hockey team down at the University of Calgary. So I guess my first question here, Rachel, is how has the season gone so far for the Dinos down there?
It's actually been going really good. The past three seasons, we've been struggling a bit, and we haven't made playoffs. But right now, going into Christmas, we are first in our league.
And one of the big things I know with the women's team there at the UFC is the head coach of the team is Daniel Goyette, who's a veteran of the women's national team, won a bunch of gold medals in the Olympics and the World Championships. What's it like having her as a head coach?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. She's very knowledgeable on the game and how it works. It's been awesome learning from her, and she has so much experience. She just knows the game very well.
Of course, one of the big things with the sort of the student-athlete thing is trying to balance both the sports side of things and also the school side of things. How do you sort of make that balance work for you?
Yeah, it's been getting a little bit difficult because I'm in nursing at the University of Calgary, so I'm starting to get into my clinicals and stuff. But pretty much it's just whenever you have spare time, you have to use it. You have to study. It's sometimes easier when you don't have time because you know that you just got to get things done. And so it's been pretty good. I like it. I like being busy, so it hasn't been too bad.
And you mentioned there that you're a nursing student there. What's that sort of experience been like for you?
It's been pretty cool. I just transferred into the accelerated degree this year, so we just started. I started my community health clinical this semester. I don't know. It's been good. I love nursing. I've always wanted to be a nurse. My mom was a nurse, so I love interacting with people. And I don't know. Sports has given me a pretty good opportunity to be a leader within hockey, so it's really translated into my school, which has been nice.
And of course, one of the big things in the hockey world over the last year or so is the sort of the future of the women's game, and the problems with trying to get a stable professional league set up. In that, of course, how do you feel that the sort of women's game has evolved from when you started playing hockey, and where do you see sort of the future of it going, from here?
Yeah, I think last year when the NWHL was cut, that was kind of a big step backwards, but seeing how everyone rallied and like protested that and like just the movement, I think that it needed to take a step backwards to take two steps forward. I think the women's game has been growing tremendously, and it's super cool. Like, I work with an organization out of Calgary called Fast and Female, and like we work with little girls in sport, and it's just incredible to see the girls game growing. Like, there's so many teams already. I grew up playing boys hockey, but like once you get to the bigger cities, there's just tons and tons of teams for girls and programs for girls. It's been super incredible.
So when you were growing up in Fairview, you were playing on a lot of boys teams there, and it wasn't until you got older that you actually got a chance to play on the women's and girls teams specifically?
Yeah, pretty much. I played boys up until Bantam, which is when I started playing over to the AAA girls in Grand Prairie, but from when I started, I pretty much played boys, and I didn't mind it. It makes you super competitive, and you have to keep up to them, so I think it made me a better player.
And we certainly like seeing you playing good out there. Rachel Paul, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much for having me.